Where are they? The fact that the SETI project so far has found no indication of signals from intelligent life in the universe has forced scientists to take a cold, hard look at the assumptions behind Frank Drake's equations for intelligent life on other planets. Recently, astronomical discoveries have led us to believe that the chance of finding intelligent life are much different than originally computed by Drake in the 1960s. The chance that intelligent life exists in the universe is both more optimistic and more pessimistic than originally believed. First, new discoveries have led us to believe that life can flourish in ways not considered by Drake's equations. Before, scientists believed that liquid water can exist only in the Goldilocks zone surrounding the sun. The distance from Earth to the sun is just right. Not too close to the sun, because the oceans would boil, and not too far away, because the oceans would freeze, but just right to make life possible. So it came as a shock when astronomers found evidence that liquid water may exist beneath the ice cover on Europa, a frozen moon of Jupiter. Europa is well outside the Goldilocks zone, so it would appear not to fit the conditions of Drake's equation. Yet tidal forces might be sufficient to melt the ice cover of Europa and produce a permanent liquid ocean. As Europa spins around Jupiter, the planet's huge gravitational field squeezes the moon like a rubber ball, creating friction deep within its core, which in turn could cause the ice cover to melt. Since there are over 100 moons in our solar system alone, this means that there could be an abundance of life-supporting moons in our solar system outside the Goldilocks zone. And the 250 or so giant extrasolar planets so far discovered in space might also have frozen moons that can support life. Furthermore, scientists believe the universe could be peppered with wandering planets that no longer circle around any star. Because of tidal forces, any moon orbiting a wandering planet might have liquid oceans under its ice cover and hence life. But such moons would be impossible to see by our instruments, which depend on detecting light from the mother star. Given that the number of moons probably greatly outnumbers the number of planets in a solar system, and given that there could be millions of wandering planets in the galaxy, the number of astronomical bodies with life forms in the universe might be much larger than previously believed. On the other hand, other astronomers have concluded, for a variety of reasons, that the chances for life on planets within the Goldilocks zone are probably much lower than originally estimated by Drake. First, computer programs show that the presence of a Jupiter-sized planet in a solar system is necessary to fling passing comets and meteors into space, thereby continually cleaning out a solar system and making life possible. If Jupiter did not exist in our solar system, Earth would be pelted with meteors and comets, making life impossible. Dr. George Wetherill, an astronomer at the Carnegie Institution in Washington, D.C., estimates that without the presence of Jupiter or Saturn in our solar system, the Earth would have suffered 1,000 times more asteroid collisions, with a huge life-threatening impact, like the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, occurring every 10,000 years. It's hard to imagine how life could survive that extreme onslaught, he says. Second, our planet is blessed with a large moon, which helps to stabilize the Earth's spin. Extending Newton's laws of gravity over millions of years, scientists can show that without a large moon, our Earth's axis probably would have become unstable, and the Earth might have tumbled, making life impossible. French astronomer Dr. Jacques Lasker estimates that without our moon, the Earth's axis could oscillate between 0 and 54 degrees, which would precipitate extreme weather conditions incompatible with life. So the presence of a large moon also has to be factored in conditions used for Drake's equations. The fact that Mars has two tiny moons, too small to stabilize its spin, means that Mars may have tumbled in the distant past and may tumble again in the future. Third, recent geological evidence points to the fact that many times in the past, life on Earth was almost extinguished. About 2 billion years ago, the Earth was probably completely covered in ice. It was a snowball Earth that could barely support life. At other times, volcanic eruptions and meteor impacts might have come close to destroying all life on Earth. So the creation and evolution of life is more fragile than we originally thought. Fourth, intelligent life was also nearly extinguished in the past. About 100,000 years ago, there were probably only a few hundred to a few thousand humans, based on the latest DNA evidence. Unlike most animals within a given species, which are separated by large genetic differences, humans are all nearly alike genetically. Compared to the animal kingdom, we are almost like clones of each other. This phenomenon can only be explained if there were bottlenecks in our history, in which most of the human race was nearly wiped out. For example, a large volcanic eruption might have caused the weather to suddenly get cold, nearly killing off the entire human race. There are still other fortuitous accidents that were necessary to spawn life on Earth, including a strong magnetic field. This is necessary in order to deflect cosmic rays and radiation that could destroy life on Earth. A moderate speed of planetary rotation. If the Earth rotated too slowly, the side facing the sun would be blisteringly hot, while the other side would be freezing cold for long periods of time. If the Earth rotated too quickly, there would be extremely violent weather conditions, such as monster winds and storms. A location that is the right distance from the center of the galaxy. If the Earth were too close to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, it would be hit with dangerous radiation. If we were too far from the center, our planet would not have enough higher elements to create DNA molecules and proteins. For all these reasons, astronomers now believe that life might exist outside the Goldilocks zone on moons or wandering planets, but that the chances of the existence of a planet like Earth, capable of supporting life within the Goldilocks zone, are much lower than previously believed. Overall, most estimates of Drake's equations show that the chances of finding civilization in the galaxy are probably smaller than he originally estimated. As Professors Peter Ward and Donald Brownlee have written, we believe that life in the form of microbes and their equivalents is very common in the universe, perhaps more common than even Drake and Carl Sagan envisioned. However, complex life, animals and higher plants, is likely to be far more rare than is commonly assumed. In fact, Ward and Brownlee leave open the possibility that the Earth may be unique in the galaxy for harboring animal life. Although this theory may dampen the search for intelligent life in our galaxy, it still leaves open the possibility of life existing in other distant galaxies.